Thank you for calling customer support.
Yes, I need to cancel my order, my prescription or whatever.
What's your zip code?
60073.
First and last name?
Anderson.
Verify your address.
667 Timpani Place, Volo, Illinois.
Yes, ma'am. You ordered on the 30th of October the Everly Anti-Aging Skin Serum and the Everly Advanced Eye Complex.
Actually, I have the receipt in front of me. It says the order date is 12/19. And I called before and canceled this order, and then I got this other one. So I'm not sure what. One.
Okay, ma'am. This is your first time calling us, so you never called in to cancel your account at all.
I did.
No, ma'am.
I called once
every
before.
Every time an agent speak with the customer, we have to notate the account, and we have a call log history. This is your very first time calling us. So what I can do for you is offer you a free extension on your trial time, give to February the 7th to try those products and give us a call back.
I don't want this product.
Yes, ma'am. Well, what I can do for you is offer you a 35% discount on all future shipments once you start to see those results.
You can do what?
Offer you a 35% discount on all future shipments once you start to see those results.
No, I want my money back. I don't want to be charged for this.
Yes, ma'am, I really hate to lose you as a customer, especially I know you had a goal in mind. The product does not work instantly, so it does take a little more time. So what I can do is apply my family and friends discount and set you up to 50% discount for as long as you would like to continue.
No, I don't want this.
Okay, I have a confirmation number for you. Are you ready for that number?
No, I'm not. What?
Are you ready for the number?
No. What's the number going to do?
It's a cancellation number.
You're not the cancellation number?
No, like, this is your confirmation number that your account is canceled.
Hang on, please. What's the number?
C as in customer.
C?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
8E as in elephant.
8E.
No, what's the number?
That's what I'm giving you.
Oh, C as in girl?
Yes. 8.
The number 8.
E.
1.
1.
E.
1. E.
F.
L.
F as in Frank.
Oh, F. Uh-huh.
2-5.
298.
Mm-hmm.
And what's your name?
Quisha.
I'm sorry, will you repeat that?
Ashley.
Ashley is your name?
Yes.
Okay. And
the name of the company?
Hang on, Michael. Okay, so what was this number for?
That was your cancellation number to confirm your account was canceled.
Okay, so my account was canceled. I won't be charged for this stuff?
Correct.
Okay, all right. I will have all my money back then?
No, ma'am, you won't receive a refund because those are valid charges.
What was a valid charge?
The charges on your account. You ordered a 14-day trial of a 30-day supply. So due to that, you did not cancel on the 14th, 15-day trial period. You was charged the full price of those products on the 15th day. So those are valid charges. That's why I only can cancel your account. So they won't bill you for anything and you won't receive anything else.
Okay.
Well, this one I just got. I did. It's not even 15 days.
Ma'am. You started that trial on the 30th of of October for $4.97 and $3.97. You ordered that 14-day trial of a 30-day supply. So if you did not call and cancel on the 14th day, they billed you on the 15th day, which was the 17th of November after you started on the 30th of October. That's the 15-day trial period. That's why you paid $99. No, ma'am, you did not. This is the very, very first time you called us. We have a call log history, and we have to notate every time we talk to a customer.
Well, somebody didn't notate it because I did call.
No, ma'am, you did not call. We also have a call log history. This is the first time that you've called us, ma'am.
I did call.
No, ma'am, you did not.
Is there somebody else I can speak to?
No, ma'am, we all go by the same protocol, so they're going to tell you the exact same thing we read off a script.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for calling customer support.
Well, we'll have